بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, yesterday we had discussed the pledge of alast, which was a promise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a pledge that Allah had taken from Bani Adam, from the children of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, where each and every person from Adam alayhi salatu wassalam till the last human being had acknowledged that Allah is their Rabb, Allah is their Creator. And as we had mentioned, the purpose of this pledge and this entire incident was to plant the seed of the recognition of Allah, the recognition of the existence of Allah, of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the heart of each and every person. Nevertheless, moving forward in today's lesson, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now mentions the incident of an individual from the Bani Israel, who Mufassirin say whose name was Bal'am bin Ba'ura. He was a very knowledgeable person, knowledgeable regarding deen. He knew the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, it is mentioned that he had special knowledge of scripture, of the divine books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Mufti Shafi Sahib rahimahullah says he even knew the Ism-e-Azam, that name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which when it is taken, then du'as are definitely accepted. So he was mustajabu da'wat, his du'as were readily accepted. And he was living in Jerusalem or nearby. People recognized him as a knowledgeable man, as a scholar of deen, and as a pious person. So the entire incident of Bal'am bin Ba'ura is mentioned. What had happened after the Bani Israel and with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala under Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, after they had overcome Fir'aun and his people, Allah caused Fir'aun and his people to drown. Allah then instructed them to now come to Jerusalem. So when the people of Jerusalem heard of this, that the Bani Israel are coming, and Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is bringing them, then they became afraid, they became worried, that just as Fir'aun and his people were destroyed at the hands of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the same fate awaits us. And therefore they went to Bal'am bin Ba'ura, to this pious person, knowledgeable person, and they asked him to make dua to Allah to destroy Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and his people. Bal'am bin Ba'ura said to them that Musa is a Nabi of Allah, and I am not allowed to make dua against him. I cannot ask Allah to defeat him. But they insisted, they begged him, they pleaded with him. He continued to refuse them. According to some narrations, he even asked Allah permission that, can I make dua against Musa alayhi salatu wasalam? Of course, he was not given permission for this. What these people then did is they began to bribe him. They began to offer him wealth, and they offered him things of this world. And when this was offered to him, slowly but surely he let his guard down, and eventually he accepted their offer. And he then goes and he raises his hand and he attempts to make dua against Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, so that his own people can be saved. But the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was such, Allah caused him to, instead of making dua against Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, whatever words he had prepared to say against Nabi Musa and the Bani Israel, Allah caused him to make that own bad dua against his people. And they then heard this, so they began to rebuke him, that we gave you wealth, and we gave you so many gifts, and we showered so many gifts upon you, and now you're making bad dua against us. So he explained to them that this is not in my control, but Allah has caused me to say this. And then he says to them that now you have made me lose this world and the hereafter, because I have now made bad dua, or I attempted to make bad dua against a Nabi of Allah and his people. So this was what had taken place. Bal'am bin Ba'ura did this, and he became despised in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the end result was Musa alayhi salam and his people were still dominant, were still victorious, and the people of Jerusalem were then destroyed and defeated. Nevertheless, Allah speaks about him. وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ الَّذِي آتَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا. Allah instructs Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that recite to the people the incident of that person whom we had given knowledge of our ayat, of our verses, of scripture. فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا. But he threw it away. He shrugged it off. فَأَتْبَعَهُ الشَّيْطَانِ. So shaitan then pursued him. فَكَانَ مِنَ الْغَاوِينَ. And he was from those who were astray. Despite having the knowledge of the verses of Allah, of the scripture of Allah, and of the Ismi Azam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَانْسَلَخَ He chose to throw it away. He chose to disregard it. And this is when shaitan found a way in, and shaitan then caused him to go astray. وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَرَفَعْنَاهُ بِهَا Allah says regarding Bal'am bin Ba'ura, that if we wanted to, then we would have raised him by means of these verses. The knowledge that he had, the ilm of deen that he had, we would have given him great status on account of this. وَلَكِنَّهُ أَخْلَدَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ But Allah mentions two reasons for his knowledge, his ilm of deen, not benefiting him. The first is أَخْلَدَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ He clung to the earth. In other words, he showed more desire for worldly gain, worldly possessions, rather than deeni gain, deeni benefit. So أَخْلَدَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ When he showed his loyalty towards dunya, this was the first reason that caused him not to benefit from his knowledge. وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَى And the second reason, he pursued and followed his own desires. He did not bring his desires in accordance to what Allah wanted. So for these two reasons, Allah did not raise him, Allah did not give him honor, but he was disgraced. فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ الْكَلْبِ Now Allah says that his example is like that of a dog. What does this mean? إِن تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْهِ يَلْهَثْ أَوْ تَتْرُكْهُ يَلْهَثْ When it comes to a dog, then Allah says, if you attack it, if you chase it away, it will stick its tongue out against you. And if you leave it also and you don't bother with it, you don't even turn in its direction, it will still stick its tongue out. As we see, a dog is walking on the road. Whether you interfere with it or not, it has its tongue sticking out of its mouth. What is meant by this? There's two possible explanations. One is that this is figurative, it is not literal. And what it means is that people like Bal'am bin Ba'ura, who are not truly devoted to Allah, whether you interfere with them, try and turn them away from deen, it doesn't matter, you don't need to do that. Whether you interfere with them or leave them, they will still stick their tongue out. In other words, they will still give no regard or disregard the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second tafsir is a more literal one. They mention that the punishment that came to Bal'am bin Ba'ura after he tried to make this baddua is that Allah caused his tongue to literally stick out of his mouth. And it would hang down right until it reached his chest. This was because he tried to use his tongue against the Nabi of Allah. So Allah likens him to a dog whose tongue sticks out of its mouth. It's not a very pleasant sight. ذَلِكَ مَثَلُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا Allah says this is the example of that group that rejects our signs. People like this is what their end result will be. فَقْصُصِ الْقَصَصَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ Allah then tells Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that narrate these stories to the people, narrate these incidents to the people so that they may take heed, they may realize what happened to the people of the past and this will give them some understanding and realization. سَاءَ مَثَلًا الْقَوْمُ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا How evil is the example of that group who rejects our signs. وَأَنفُسَهُمْ كَانُوا يَظْلِمُونَ And they oppress themselves. His oppression was not against anybody else, it was against himself. He caused himself to lose the reward in the Akhirah. مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِي Allah then says that whomsoever Allah guides, he will be rightly guided. Hidayat comes from Allah. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ And that person who Allah misleads, Allah allows to go astray, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ Then that person and his like, they will be those who have lost everything. الْخَاسِرُونَ They will lose dunya, they will not gain anything in this world, they will not gain honor, status, recognition in this world, and together with that, they will not gain anything in the hereafter. Allah give us tawfiq and correct understanding. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا لِلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ